Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? King Jude 23 here. I feel we got a lot to talk about today. I'm really going to do some real spit here today, bro. I'm going to have to keep an eye on everybody. I was watching the Purge. The Purge series is on Peacock. If you guys want to watch it as well. I'm not a big movie buff. I'm not a big movie guy. I'm not a big series guy. I'm not going to really point out a lot of stuff from movies and pictures and stuff like that. I really go off the word and I go off people's actions. I go off based off reality, but I had to watch this. I almost watched the whole full first season. I still got a couple episodes left in the first season. It's coming to America near you, and people are not really prepared. People are really not ready for the Purge. People are not really ready for this civil war. People are really not ready for it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here at King Jude 23. You can follow me on Instagram on IG at King Jude 23, KINGJUDAH 23 on Instagram. And also, you can catch me on Facebook at Judah Life, JUDAHLYFE, not LIFE, it's LYFE. So, those are the platforms, the digital platforms you can catch me at, and we will have some more digital content. You know, every now and then I'll post something on my stories, I'll post something on my Instagram page, and vice versa with the Facebook as well. So please follow me and stay tuned for updated content. So that's pretty much all the promotion. Also, I'm going to be gone for the next couple of weeks. Yes, I'm going to be gone for the next couple of weeks. I got a lot of things I got to take care of. I'll be back. I'll be back in probably after my son's birthday, probably, which would be the... and please don't quote me on this. Please do not quote me on this. This is just a rough draft of what I'm planning to come back on the 20th or the 21st. Okay? I'm planning to come on the 20th or the 21st. But I got a new position. And actually, today is my first day on this new position. It's a remote position, but I have to be focused and I have to bring in some clientele. So I'll be gone for the next couple of weeks. I'm really working, really keen on that. But anyway, today's show is, if you see it right now, it's pre-recorded. It's called The Purge. Are you ready? And I'm going to tell you right now, between 85 to 95% of America is not ready for the Purge. See, I'm gonna really be honest with you. This goes back to what I was saying before, and I know people are saying, "God, I'm tired of him saying this over and over and over." No, we get it. No, you don't get it. You really don't get it. This is why you got to cut off a lot of people in your circle, man. And this is friends. This is family. This is loved ones. These are people that you care about. These are people that you will go to bat for 24/7. It does not matter if you love them. It doesn't matter if you care about them. It doesn't matter. When this thing gets kicked off, it's going to be every man and woman for themselves. Okay? It's going to be every man and woman for themselves. But let me go back to what I was saying before. I was watching Peacock. The app Peacock, it's a great app, by the way. I think it's $5.99, for the app. So it's very, very cheap. They give you a lot for that app. I'm not here to promote Peacock whatsoever, but there's a lot of movies and a lot of channels on that platform that is very, very, very significant, but we'll move on. So, I'm saying it to say this here today is that we as a people in this Americas, okay, in these 50 states of the so-called country, but it's not a country, it's a corporation, we really do think our shit don't stink, right? We watch stuff like The Purge. Oh, that's so cute. That's just Hollywood. That's Hollywood. No, it's coming to a neighborhood near you. See, Satan has to show you before he does it. Do you think, honestly, do you think that these people are coming up with all these crazy ass ideas? Do you think they're coming up with all these crazy lyrics and all these crazy ass songs and it's not bound to happen? Do you think people are really just that creative and they just coming out their ass and say, hey, ABC 1, 2, 3, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to put this on film and it does not happen. No, Satan is giving these directors, Satan giving Spielberg, Satan's giving Tyler Perry, Satan is giving these directors and these producers all this content so he can show you before he does it. The Most High is bound by his word, right? Yahweh is bound by his word. What did he say? I change not. Did he not say that he's gonna bring things out of darkness? Did he not say that? He's gonna start bringing stuff out of darkness. He's gonna start bringing things out of darkness. So these are the things that he is saying. Yahweh is not just putting this stuff in his word and all of a sudden, I'm just playing Peter, I'm just playing Paul, I'm just playing Job, I'm just playing Mark, I'm just playing Matthew. Come on, man. That don't make fucking sense. He is saying out of his word that he will bring things out of darkness, and he is doing that. You got a lot of dark minds out here. Steven Spielberg is a fucking devil. He's a demon. He's not coming with all these things because he's so creative and he has a great team. No, Satan is giving this man the idea to put on film. That's just facts, okay? And again, like I said before, I'm not a big movie buff. I have a couple people that I talk to on a regular basis about this spirituality, about this truth, and they come to me talking about, have you seen this movie? Have you seen that movie? Have you seen this movie? I tell them, hey, man, I really don't watch movies like that. I watch a lot of documentaries. That's what I really watch. I watch a lot of documentaries, and I watch a lot of biographies about certain people or certain things that happen. So those are the things that I really pay attention to. I really pay attention to real life stuff, what happened. But something just told me yesterday to sit back and to watch The Purge, right? And I had a friend over and me and him, we was talking. He was talking about this, talking about that. But I was glued into the television. I was glued into that TV because I was really watching the Persian series. And honestly, tell you the truth, I see a lot of people that I know in that series. Now, I'm gonna give you a prime example, right? It was this black lady. And black folks, I'm going to be honest with you, man. This is really 65 to 75% of you, especially black women. This black woman. She's a corporate lawyer. She's a corporate lawyer, right? And she's one of the best lawyers on the firm. I mean, one of the top lawyers in the firm. I mean, anytime things need to be done, they go right to her. I'm talking about just on top of her game. She was supposed to be due for becoming a partner. And I'm going to tell black folks this. Stop waiting on a white man to give you a promotion. Stop waiting on a white man to give you a nickel and a pickle and give you a pat on the head and say, good job, boy. Good job, girl. Good job, nigger. See, that's what we are hoping for every single time. And I'm going to be honest with you. If you feel like you're being slighted at your job, and I'm not sitting up here trying to tell you to quit your job without a backup plan. You need to have a backup plan. And listen, a check beats a blank any day of the week, right? Okay, so we're going to go with that. You're a grown-ass man, grown-ass woman, and I'm not going to sit up here and give you no advice. This is what King Judah 23 is telling you, because he worked in corporate America. He worked on these jobs. He worked for these corporations. He worked for these people, and they showed him that, guess what? They didn't appreciate him. So moving on. So she was supposed to be due for partner. The reason why she keeps getting passed over for being a partner is because she wouldn't sleep with the CEO of the firm, right? So he's been trying to get at her. He's been trying to sleep with her and all that. And she's not giving him no sex. So finally, her last straw was he promoted a woman another woman who was a white woman who he was sleeping with. He was sleeping with behind everybody's back. He gave her partner, right? He gave her partner and did not give the black lady partner. But the black lady has been there way longer than the white lady, right? But and that's why I tell you on these jobs, when these people getting promoted and you keep saying, damn, I've been here for 10 years. Damn, I've been here for 12 years. This person just got in. How the hell they get a promotion? How the hell they become a supervisor? How the hell they can become a general manager? It's not what they know. It's who they sleeping with. It's not what they know. It's who's who they know. It's not about your skills. It's about who you know and which ass to kiss, which thumb to press. That is was all about. It's never been about your talent. It has never been about your talent. I'm gonna say it one more time to the people in the back. It has never been about your talent. It has never been about your talent. It's always been about who you screwing, who you praying to, who and who you snitching to. That has always been the case. That's how you get promotions. If your manager's a Satanist, and guess what? You're a Satanist, you're gonna go up in the company. Because guess what? Satanists are gonna rely on Satanists. There's no way a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, I don't give a damn how hard they work. I don't give a damn how hard they train. I don't give a damn how hard they, how many days they don't miss. I don't give a damn they don't miss a single day of work. You saw that black man work for Burger King for 27 years, never missed a day of work. What they gave him? A whole bunch of candy and coupons and shit. They don't value you. These corporations are not valuable, but we'll move on. There's no way a Hebrew man and a Hebrew woman is going to get promoted and they were Yahweh. No, most of the time when people get promoted, they are Satanists. I'm going to say this again. This is not no hate on anybody saying, well, I got promoted to general manager and guess what? I'm not a Satanist. Guess what? There's something about your spirit that they are comfortable with. See, I'm going to say this before I go back to the story with the black lady. A lot of you guys out here talking about, oh, it's my grind. This is my grind. It's my grind. That's the reason why they recognize my grind. And now all of a sudden I'm getting rewarded for my grind. It's not your grind, homie. You sitting up there talking about your damn grind. It's a comfortability that these people have with you. It's a comfortability that they have with you. If you stood on faith, you stood on 10 toes on faith, you stood 10 toes on principle, you stayed on 10 toes of righteousness, they're not going to promote you. I don't give a damn how hard you work. I don't give a damn how much you grind. They're not going to promote you. When they promote you, they got some type of comfortability with you to a point where they can come and approach you about certain things. I'm going to say that one more time to the people in the back. Okay? If a Satanist and another Satanist is a manager and he promotes another person, 9 times out of 10, they both have something in common, which is going to be what? Beating Satanists. I'm telling you right now. That's just facts. It's not about race. It's not about your gender. It's not about your sexuality. It's the homosexual community, that's a whole other thing, but we'll move on. But it's not about who you screwing, or not about none of that. It's about a comfortability and a familiarity to one another. So if I'm a Satanist and you are a Satanist, we're going to link together and I'm going to promote you faster than a Hebrew man or Hebrew woman who I do not have common with. Because guess what? Spirits, evil spirits cannot be around people who have light. It just don't make sense. So a Satanist never gonna go to a Hebrew man, Hebrew woman and promote them. Get it? So anyway, move on. So this black lady, she during the purge. Now during the purge is for 12 hours, all crime including murder, rape, and sodomy is legal. So the black lady hired a hitman, a hit woman, as a matter of fact, hired a hit woman to kill her boss, okay? Because he did not promote her. So I'm looking at the film and stuff, and it was another thing that was going on. It was a cult, cult full of young people, and they got together and they was gonna give their lives to the cult and all this other stuff. You have to really watch this stuff you had to really watch this series to really get it. But it was so many different stories within the Purge. It was another man. He would try to rescue his sister from the cult. There was a black lady trying to kill her boss. It was somebody else. He's going on a killing spree. All this other stuff. It was so many stories, but it all was coming together. So anyway, moving forward. So I'm saying that to say this here. This stuff is spiritual, and I'm telling you right now, you have to be careful who you are around. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back, because people are slow today, right? Right? Your big yellow balls, right? Beep, beep, right? You have to be careful who you are around. You don't know if your sister's a Satanist. You don't know if your brother worships Satan. You don't know if your brother is a demon. You don't know if your parents are going to align with the New World Order. You don't know what is going to happen. You don't know. So I'm telling you, 90 to 95% of your circle, you're going to have to cut off. When you are a Hebrew man, Hebrew woman, when you have light on you, and the Most High has favor on you to give you light and to give you a third eye, and so you can go out and see different things versus other people who just see the physical, you see the spiritual. You have to get away from people. This is why I say to people who play both sides, you cannot be around people who play both sides. They are dangerous to you. I know you keep saying, damn, King Judah 23, you keep saying, stop hanging with people who play both sides. But I'm telling you right now, the Most High is going to reveal to you who is playing both sides, because they are going to, because I'm telling you, you're going to have to make some serious decisions. A lot of you guys right now will not leave your mama to save your life. Your mama is going to be the reason why you're dead. See, we have to talk about this here, right? We have to talk about the Purge. This is the Purge, right? The Purge. People are dying right now horribly fast. They die. I mean, it's so mean. Black women dying, so many black men dying, so many white people dying, so many Latinos are dying. It's a lot of people dying. Judgment's on us right now, people. And I'm telling you, when you hang with somebody that plays both sides, they could turn on you in a heartbeat. We're going back to this. They're talking about going back to this COVID. One thing I'm gonna say is this. If they go back to the mask, or they don't go back to the mask. If they don't go back to the COVID bullshit or whatever like that. If they don't go back to it whatsoever, it does not matter. Okay, you gotta have your faith in Yah. And I think a lot of people sit up there talking about, well, they gonna do this and they gonna do that and they gonna do this and they gonna do that and they gonna do this and they gonna do that. You keep worrying about what man's gonna do. Man can't do nothing. The United States government has lost all power. Did you know that that China and Iran and Syria and I believe parts of the continent of Africa took the United States and France to the international courts, and the international courts decided that no longer the U.S. government is in control of the United States, but we the people are in charge. See, you have to really pay attention to these things. I know people saying, well, that don't make sense. What Joe Biden there for? Joe Biden is a reptile, okay? Mitch McConnell is a reptile. Kamala Harris is a reptile. These are reptilians. They're not real people. These people are not even real. 90% of your politicians are not even real people. That's just facts. That's why they come on all these crazy-ass laws. That's why they keep telling you, talking about, get jabbed up, mandatory jabs, mandatory this, mandatory that. These are reptiles. These are not real people. These are demons. These are devils. They work for Satan. Facts. And you keep worrying about what another man's going to do. But you have to be careful who you're around. I don't give a damn if it's your mama. If your mama on that bullshit, you got to cut her ass off. Well, I know, man, she gave me life, dog. I can't cut my mama. Well, then, goddamn it, you going to die with your mama then. You going to die with your daddy. Damn it, you going to die with your sister. You going to die with your brother. You are not going to survive if you think you're going to continue to go back and forth, talking about, I'm not going to leave my mama. I'm not going to leave my sister. I'm not going to leave my daddy. I'm not going to leave my brother. If they are showing signs that they cannot be trusted, because it's going to come to a point, can you trust these people? It's not about do you love them. It's not about the your feelings and your empathy and your sympathy for them. It has nothing to do with that. It's all about, can I trust this human being with my life? And if you cannot trust people, if you cannot connect with like-minded people, you are fucked. Stop battling in your mind, man. I don't know, bro, man. You know, my daddy always looked out for me. Yeah, your daddy may be a great person. Your mama may be great. But guess what? If they live in fear, if they always listen to CNN, they always listen to MSNBC, if they always listen to Donald Trump, if they always listen to Joe Biden, and listen to, and they always care about man, if they go to their pastor for advice all the time, you cannot trust them. That is facts. You cannot trust them. They are not to be trusted. Because you know why they cannot be trusted? Because they rely on who? Man. They rely on man. They don't rely on Yah. They don't care about Yah. They care about what? Man. They care about man. So I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a period of time when you're going to have to make serious decisions. Every podcast I put on, it is almost like parable. And I'm not comparing myself in my podcast to the Bible. But just like the Bible, my podcast is in parables. Okay, 90-95% of your circle you got to get rid of, okay? Well, 85-90% of people in America is stupid. All these titles, Beyonce, Beehive equals cult, all this stuff is added up and they speak in parables. So and it's not because of me coming up with this with these titles. It's the Most High coming with these titles. The Most High told me to go sit my butt down and watch this purge. And I got a message saying, okay, you know what? You need to talk to the people and you need to let them know, hey, it is coming. The purge is coming. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. Now, I know it seems like it's crazy, but it's coming to a neighborhood near you. We also are going towards a civil war. I'm going to say this again. We're also going towards a civil war. Donald Trump, now I don't give a damn what Donald Trump says. I know he's a Satanist. I know he's a piece of garbage. I know he's this, that, and the third. I know he don't believe in Yah. I don't give a damn about none of that. He just got done saying that they are plotting to kill him. See, I'm going to tell you something. I've been saying this a long time ago. They are planning to kill Donald Trump. They're going to get rid of Donald Trump, but that's not going to be the real Donald Trump that is going to get killed. That's going to be the clone that's going to get killed, but it's going to be in front of everybody. I am telling you right now, they are trying to plan this to kill this man in front of everybody. And with that, they're going to start a civil war. They already talking about starting a civil war by him getting locked up. Can you imagine that man getting killed in front of the whole entire world? You are asking for the, and I keep saying this over and over, it's not going to be the indigenous black people. It's not going to be the Hebrews. It's not going to be the black man, woman, and child that's going to kick off the civil war. White folks going to kick off the civil war. You already had Sarah Palin with her clone ass. She already talked about starting the civil war. Then you had another podcast host. He's real recognizable. I forgot his name. He used to work for Fox News. He said about a civil war. You got to start listening to what these people are saying. They're not just talking outside their ass. They are really telling you what they're going to do before they do it. Satan has to let you know before he does it what he's going to do. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a civil war. So guess what? When the civil war gets kicked off, they're going to cut these grids off. Ooh, come on. They're going to cut these grids off. When they cut these grids off, guess what? You ain't going to be able to cook. You ain't gonna be able to see. You ain't gonna be do none of that. So guess what? Now it's about your preparedness. How much food do you have? How much dehydrated food do you have? How many cases of water do you have? How much water do you have? Period. See, these are the things you have to worry about. See, while everybody out here going to the club and now all of a sudden there's a new trend. I was like, this is the most stupidest thing in the whole wide world. Black folks, we out here in the club celebrating what? Nothing. We celebrate failure, but we're gonna move the fuck on. I see that this is a new trend. Now the fellas out there pouring liquor to see who has the most money, who has the most liquor bottles, and they pour the liquor on the floor to see who has the most money. These are, and I'm telling you, these are two-thirds, man. These are going to be the same people talking about, where's FEMA? Where's Donald Trump? Where's Joe Biden? Where's Mike Tyson? Where's Michael Jordan? Where's LeBron James? Where's Tom Brady? They are going to call for every man possible. But they going out here to this club. They spending thousands of dollars on bullshit-ass liquor. On bullshit-ass liquor. These clubs are charging you three times the amount that you would have bought at the regular fucking liquor store. They charging you three times the amount. You go buy and you pay three times the amount. You go out here and you pour the bottle. Yeah. I got all this money. I got money. Yeah. We getting it over here. And you don't have not one dehydrated food case saved up. You don't even have a packet of dehydrated food saved up. You don't have no canned goods saved up. You don't have no water saved up. You don't have none of this stuff saved up. And then when they cut the grills off, man, what's that, bro? Man, we ain't got no food. How we supposed to eat, dog? These are gonna be the same niggas that's gonna do this shit. So I'm telling you right now, you are gonna have to make serious decisions in the next couple of months. Who do I trust in a situation? Who can I trust? And if you can't trust nobody, then you need to roll by your motherfucking self. Stop being so afraid of being alone. That's a big major problem with black people. We act like we gotta be with a damn group so fucking bad. You don't have to be in no damn group. If everybody in your circle you really cannot trust, you need to be by yourself. You need to get with like-minded people who think like you, who have resources and can help you out. If they cannot help you out, you gotta get rid of them. That is just facts, man. Stop sitting up there, worry about your damn mama, worry about your damn uncle, worry about your damn daddy. If they are not prepared, if they don't have a case of water saved, they don't have no dehydrated food saved, they don't have no damn canned goods saved, they don't have nothing saved, and all they got is their ass, you got to leave them. Because guess what? Just like the ants right now going in the summertime, what do the ants do? They gather all their food. They gather all their water. They gather all their supplies. They work so hard day after day during the hot-ass summer. But during the wintertime, they hibernating and they chilling. They can eat all they want. The queen can eat good. Everybody eating real good. Nobody has no worries because everybody chipped in. Like-minded people chipped in, and guess what they did? They saved up. They saved food. They saved treats. They did all this stuff, and they put it under the ground for the winter. But you got people out here spending $1,200, $2,100, $600, $800 for a Beyonce ticket and don't have not one canned good saved up. I'm telling you, you're going to have to make real serious decisions about who can you roll with and who can you trust. You're going to have to make some serious decisions. You better get it together, people. You better get it together. Now, I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be on this podcast too long. But I'm telling you right now, this is the purge. The purge. It's the purge, baby. The purge is coming your way. When they start saying for the next 12 hours, all crime, including murder, rape, sodomy, all that good shit, is legal for the next 12 hours. You cannot call 911. You can't go to the hospital. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm telling you right now, who can you trust? Go down your phone list. Go down to your contact list right now. And I guarantee you, if you have more than 300, 400, 500 contacts, I guarantee you, not even 50 is going to be the ones going to have to rely on. Every year, I do this every single year. And guess what? You're a grown man, grown woman. You can do what the hell you want. I can't tell you what to do. I'm not your daddy. I'm not your uncle. I'm not your grandpa. I'm not none of that, right? But this is what I do every single year. I go down my phone contact list. And I go through the list. And if I have not talked to you in more than 4 or 5 months, cut off. If I haven't heard from you in the last 10 or 12 months, cut off. If we haven't had a serious conversation in a while, cut off. Because the Most High is letting me know that you will only for a season, you're only for a certain period. And guess what? Not to rely on you. Not to rely on you. First of all, you need to rely on him. Yahweh. You need to rely on him. That's the first person you need to rely on. You need to rely on the entity, the Most High, Alpha, Omega, Yahweh. You need to rely on him first. And then you need to start worrying about, okay, out of these camps, out of everybody in my camp right now, who can I really talk about the truth to? Ooh, come on. Who can I really talk the truth to? Who can I really talk to the truth? Who can I really come to with the truth and say, you know what, I heard ABC 123, the aliens are coming out, and the Luciferians are coming out. Who's gonna really sit down and really talk to you and really have give you an in-depth conversation? I guarantee you only one or two people in your contact list you can really talk about like that. And it may not even be one or two. But I know for me, it's a couple people. For me, it's a couple people. I have a homeboy that I know, and I love that nigga. But I know this. I know when this shit gets real, we got the part. Because you are not on the same wavelength. You're not on the same mindset as I am. See, you have to learn how to cut people off and not feel bad about it and not feel sorry about it. You have to learn that, man. You got people out here that don't have no type of fucking fight in them, man. No type of fight. Can you really rely on that type of person? Can you really rely on that person and say, you know what? That person's going to ride or die for me. That person's going to do this for me. That person's going to do that for me. No, you can't. You can't rely on them. They have no type of fight in them. They talking about, oh, we don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble. I just want everybody to get along. Those are the people you're going to have to get rid of. Those are people you're gonna have to get rid of. I'm gonna say that one more time. You have to get rid of those type of people. Oh, I just want everybody to get along. I just want everybody to be happy. I just want everybody to be there. Man, those are people you're gonna have to get rid of, man. You're gonna have to get rid of those type of people. Those are the people you're gonna have to get rid of. Don't sit up there and tell me, well, that's my mama, man. You know, hey, that's my daddy, man. Well, then, damn it, you're gonna get the same fate as your mom and daddy, man. You have to separate. You have to separate yourself when the time comes. When they come out here talking about this purge, when they talking about, now they talking about COVID's in the water now. See, wasn't the Most High saying his word, they shall poison the water, but you shall drink. Come on. Where is your faith at? Where is your faith? Is your faith going to be with Yahweh, or are you going to listen to somebody like Dr. Fucky, a.k.a. Dr. Fauci? Because the reason why I call him Dr. Fucky, because he's been fucking the American people since 2020. Putting long dick in their ass with no grease. How many people can you really trust? How many people can you really trust right now? How many people can you really trust right now and say, you know what? No matter what, I know this person is going to be there for me. No matter how many times they threaten with sanctions and how many times you can't eat, you can't shop here, you can't work here, you can't do this here, you can't do that here. Who can I really trust and say, that person is going to be there? That person's going to be there because we are like-minded and we on this spiritual journey with Yah. How many people are on your contact list can you really say? Now it changes, huh? Well, you know what, bro? That is true. And listen, you got friends. There are some good homies. Good homies, man. Good homegirls. Good homeboys, man. They good. But when you try to talk this truth to them, they don't want to hear it. You can't trust them. I don't give a damn how great they are. I don't give a damn how good they are, man. That's just facts, dog. If they come out talking about, I don't know about that Bible stuff. I don't know about that Jesus stuff. First of all, his name is not Jesus. Number one, his Yahweh being Yahweh. That's the first problem with our people right then and there. We got that Jesus on our fucking brains. It's embedded in our DNA. It's embedded in our DNA about Jesus. His name is not Jesus, number one. It's Yahweh, 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 or Yahshua. the Muslim people call him Allah. No matter what you call him, if damn sure ain't no Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Caesar Borgia, a homosexual who slept with the same man that made the Jesus painting. Come on, let's talk about it, man. See, but that's the thing. We don't want to talk about that stuff. Oh man, go ahead with all that. Go ahead with all that what they call conspiracy theory stuff. Oh, conspiracy theory. Go ahead on. You can't trust them. Because if they can't even listen to you and listen to your truth, how can you rely on them when this shit gets real? When the grocery stores have no more food, all the Walmart shut down, and there's no more food out there, who can you really trust? Who can you really rely on? How much canned goods you saved up? How much dehydrated food have you saved up? How much toiletries have you saved up? These things are going to matter, people, and I'm telling you right now, you better stop bullshitting around and thinking that your mama and your daddy are going to be there. I'm telling you right now, and I'm speaking to somebody right now because somebody's having this hard time. They try to get in this truth. They understand this truth. They understand that Yah, Yah to him, Yahweh be Yahweh. They understand that we're the lost people. They understand that we're Israel. They understand that we're the indigenous Indians. They understand we're the original Puerto Ricans. They understand that we're the original Dominicans. They understand we're the original Samoans. They understand that we're the original Hebrews and we're the original Jew. They understand that, but they are funny internally with their family because their family don't understand them and they trying to stick with their family. You better not stick with their ass. You better move on. 90 to 95% of your circle, you're going to have to cut off. And that's just fucking facts. The purge is showing you right now it's going to be every man and woman for themselves. Facts. You keep on hanging on to poison. You keep hanging on to that toxic friend. You keep hanging on to that toxic bitch. You keep hanging on to that toxic nigga. Stop hanging around people who are toxic because at the end of the day, they're going to end up killing you or they're going to get you killed. Yes, sir. All these niggas out here talking about, man, you heard what happened to Steve Harvey, man. Man, nobody give a damn about that simp ass nigga. That nigga a simp. Get all these hoes shaking their ass. Pop, pop, pop. Shaking their ass. Shaking their ass. Shaking their ass. Yeah. Shaking. Yeah. Shaking. Yeah. Shaking. What is in your ass you gotta get out so much? Go sit your ass down. Go read a book. Why is our children not reading on grade level? Why is our children not reading on grade level? I'm going to say that one more time. Why is our children not reading on grade level? Why is our children went back 2 years? Why is our children not is learning how to cuss so much? Why did our children learn to cuss so much? Why our children is so bad? Why is our children learning how to shoot guns and shooting and doing this, doing that, doing all kind of bad things? Why? And we got these niggas in the club. Yeah, I'm pouring liquor. I'm showing how much money I got. I'm pouring all this liquor. Yeah. See all that Patron? Yeah, on the floor. Yeah. See all that Patron? Yeah. You see all that Moet? Yeah. You see all that Hennessy? Yeah. I'm out here balling, nigga. Y'all niggas ain't doing shit. First of all, you wasted all that fucking money on the fucking floor. Even in my club, that I would have sucked the shit out you for playing like that. We spent $300-$400 on the damn bottle. You pour that shit on the damn floor like an idiot. Got all these women out here shaking their ass, and you got somebody like Sexy Red talking about I got STD, I got chlamydia, and I like a nigga to go up with me raw. I'm telling you, our people are lost, man. They put people like Sexy Red. They put people like Sukiyana. They put people like Nicki Minaj. They put people like Cardi B to be a poison to our black women. That's facts. See, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, so we might as well go hard in the motherfucking paint today. We might as well go hard in the paint today. Because we're going to go hard. What do you think? Our black women are so damn lost. Why are black women dying so horribly? Getting their heads cut off, being found in trunks, being found in the fields, being found in ditches and shit. Why? Because the Most High is not pleased with our women. The Most High is not pleased with our men. Why are all these brothers out here getting murdered? Why are all these shootings going on in the hood? Why is our babies dying? Why is our babies not dumb as hell? I was watching the video. It had this girl had to be no more than, damn, she had to be no more than 19. No more than 18, 19 years old. The man asked her, he said, how many cotton is out there? What's a continent? This bitch graduated high school. You got these school districts, they don't give a damn about your child, man. They don't give a fuck. You really rely on a school to teach your child shit. I am telling you right now, our people are fucking lost, man. In the fucking sauce, man. Our people lost in the fucking sauce. We'll go spend $1,800 on a Beyonce ticket, but won't spend $300 on a fucking generator. Man, I am telling you, this is what's happening to our people. You have no generator. You don't have nothing. The only thing you got is your ass, and that's it? Damn. Really? And you go to these concerts, like the Beyonce concert. The bitch already got her legs spread wide open in a portal. She putting spells on you, and then all of a sudden, now you get these reports talking about certain fans from went to Beyonce concert, and now they got amnesia because the bitch put spells on them, and people are still going over there. They still spending all this damn money. People taking their passports and go outside the country to go see this bitch. They're going to be put under a spell. These concerts are rituals, man. They are rituals. You go to a 50 Cent concert. These are rituals. I've never been a big concert goer anyway. Even back then when I was in my hip-hop days like that, I wasn't a big concert goer. I don't know why. I just felt like a whole lot of people around and everybody bouncing up and down and all this other stuff. I didn't want nobody really be hitting on me and stuff like that. We're going to be fighting. But that's the type of person I was. Now, I went to the Cash Money Rough Riders concert back in Philly back in the day. And I think I went to a couple other concerts. But that was it. I'm not a big concert goer. When you go to these concerts like Travis Scott, when you go to these concerts like Beyonce and 50 Cent and Jay-Z, they are putting spells on you. These are rituals that they're performing. Throw your hands in the air. Yeah. And wave them like you just don't care. Yeah. And say, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Those are rituals. And like I said before, where's your canned goods at? Where's your dehydrated foods at? Where's your cases of water at? Where's your dehydrator at? Your generator at? Where's all these essential things that you fucking need? It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. Our people are fucking lost, man. And then all of a sudden, you have something like Maui happen. Let's say it happens in Texas or Georgia or Florida. Man, where FEMA at, dog? Where Joe Biden at, dog? Where Donald Trump at, dog? Man, we need help, dog. Man, my kid ain't in a month, dog. But you spent $1,800 and you put on a Beyonce ticket. These are things that I'm not understanding. And yes, I'm gonna keep on saying Beyonce concert because because a lot of you guys are fucking stupid. You stupid. Real fucking stupid. You're gonna sit up there and you're gonna continue and continue and continue to do stupid shit. You spent all that money on 50 Cent. And 50 Cent is nothing but a fucking demon. You spent all that money on Beyonce. The bitch is nothing but a damn witch. Putting spells on you. Now you gotta go to the hospital. Now your loved one's gotta take you to the hospital. Oh man, she forgot everything that you ever known. The bitch put a spell on you. Going to a Beyonce concert. You remember that movie Men in Black? You remember Men in Black? You remember Will Smith put that thing up to you talking about you don't remember nothing now? It's the same thing with Beyonce. The only difference is Will Smith put something up in your face, but Beyonce singing to you. And y'all sitting up there praising that bitch. And you praising her daughter. Oh, her daughter, she's so cute. She just dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing. She's a witch in training. Y'all support anything that is evil. Y'all support anything evil, but anything that was some type of lightness. Man, I don't want to hear about that white man's book, man. I want to hear about all that, man. You know, blah, 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 blah. You got niggas like Charleston White sitting up there talking about the Hebrews. See, I'm going to tell you something. I'm sorry I had to get off course, but we'll get back, right? Niggas like Charleston White. I'm going to tell you something. Watch out for niggas like this, right? Charleston White sitting up there talking about, oh, the Hebrews and the Bible, they ain't teaching us shit. Meanwhile, they're grooming him to suck dick. Woo, come on, let's talk, man, let's talk. Why would you listen to a man, again, why would you listen to a man that he is scared to even talk to check that white boy? Remember that white boy talking about, yeah, you fuck good, huh? How you know I fuck good? Because he already fucked him already. That's why. He sucked and said it. Charleston White went through that back door. Yes, he did. And the reason why Boosie is going through all this bullshit now with his daughter, his baby mama, in these court situations, you know why he's going through all that? Because they want him to go through that same door Charleston White just went through. Look at Charleston White now. Now so he going to boxing. He got boxing events. He making all this money per appearance. He doing all this. Man, that man went through that door. Yes, he went through the door. Man, I can't believe Charleston White. He always stays silent. Man, y'all niggas out here praising another nigga. You praising another nigga. Come on, man. Y'all praising another nigga. That man went through that sexual, that homosexual ritual. He did. When that white boy said, oh yeah, you fucked good, huh? He fucked him. That's the reason why he knows. Here comes Charleston White. Man, you gonna have them thinking that we fucked because you already did. You fucked. You fucked him. He sucked you off. You know he did. Now so you look at Charleston White. Now so he's dressing different. Now he got the Gucci shades on. Now he got big chains on. Now he got shirts on. Now he got Gucci belts and nice pairs of jeans and nice shoes and shit. Man, that nigga needs to dress like that. That nigga needs to dress like somebody his age. Now so now he's dressing all proper and shit. He is. I'm telling you, they changed him. They did. They changed him. Boosie is about to—they're about to do something to Boosie real bad, man. I'm telling you this right now. They are praying, but I'm gonna finish this statement and then we're gonna move on. They're about to do something to Boosie really bad. The reason why Boosie is going through all this, and even though his daughter and what she did was foul, because you know what? Let's talk about that for a moment. Let's talk about Master P and Romeo. You know the reason why they're not cool? Because Romeo knew that his daddy sacrificed his sister. Ooh, come on, let's talk about it. Let's talk. Let's really sit here and talk about it. We only got a couple more minutes on this podcast. I really wasn't going to do a whole hour. I guess we're going to do the whole hour, right? Because guess what? I'm going to be gone for the next couple weeks. So, the reason why Master P and Romeo don't get along no more, Romeo already know that P sacrificed his sister. Romeo already knows that his bloodline, him and his bloodline, is truly fucked behind what P did. Boosie's daughter knows that her daddy There's some foul, evil shit. Boosie's an evil motherfucker, man. Yo Gotti is a dark dude, too. Everybody in that bloodline is going to suffer. Why you think his daughter is turning on him? We are going toward the last days. What did the word say? The Most High is bound by his word. He's bound by his word, right? What did the Most High say in his word? He said that mothers are turning against daughter and father turning against son. It's the same thing. Daughter turning against daddy. Daddy getting turned against daughter. We are in the last days, people. We're in the last days. But that's that white man's book, right? That's that white man's book. That's what y'all keep telling me. That's that white man's book. Go ahead with that white man's book. Go ahead with that white man's book. But then you'll turn around and show me some bullshit that a Jewish man wrote. And he ain't even a real Jew. Woo, come on. But the Most High's word is speaking right now. It's coming alive as we speak. But we don't even recognize it. Matthew P's a dark dude, man. That's a dark dude. And Romeo knows that. But see, it's too late for Romeo because, see, guess what? He benefited off his evilness. Woo, come on. See, if Romeo don't go to Yahweh right now and repent for everything that he received through his daddy, through the evilness of his daddy, if he don't repent and if he don't give that stuff away, Yahweh is going to do something with him too. See, when you do evil, your bloodline suffers. My son has autism. Yes, that's true. He's a special needs child. But one thing about him is this: he's very smart. He knows how to do multiplication right now. He's in the third grade. He knows how to do multiplication. The boy is very, very smart. Now he may not talk that much. He may not say that much. But when you give him a math problem, he knows how to solve that bitch. He's a very happy child. He's not sad. He's very happy. He's always smiling. Because guess what? He knows the protection under him with Yahweh and through his daddy. I pray for that boy when he was in his mother's stomach. Most High be with her. I pray for him in her stomach. I'm telling you right now, you're going to have to understand that your bloodline sometimes is very fucking evil. You have to cut it. If you have a whole bunch of people in your family that did sororities and fraternities, you better repent that shit right now. I am telling you. Yahweh is paying attention. Yahweh is watching. Yahweh is understanding what's going on right now. And like I said, I'm about to end this thing. People will always praise evil, but they'll never praise good. You better watch out for people like that. All these people talking about, oh man, leave Sukiyana alone. Leave Sexy Red alone. Man, leave Nicki Minaj, leave Ice Spice alone, leave Lotto alone, leave them hoes alone. They just doing their thing. Those are people gonna get away from. Because when this shit gets ugly, oh, Channel 5 News, where's the police? Where's the fire department? Where's DEA? Where's the FBI? Where's the CIA? Where's FEMA? Where's this? Where's that? Where's the mayor? Where's Kamala Harris? Where's Joe Biden? Where's Barack Obama? Where's Michael Obama? Where's Michelle Obama? Whoever that faggot name is today. I am telling you right now, people who keep putting up for evil, who keep taking up for evil, who keep praising evil, you're going to have to cut them off. We are not last days, people. One day, this internet is going to end. I'm telling you some real shit. One day, this internet is going to end. So you might as well go download and say this on your hard drive. Go download and say this on your phone's hard drive. All that. Put it in the cloud. You need to save this because eventually the internet is going to go away. Eventually, I'm going to say it one more time to the people in the back. This internet is going to go away. They already trying to get rid of the internet now. They talking about in 2024, there's certain states not going to allow TikTok. Come on, let's talk about it. When they're not allowing TikTok, because TikTok is talking truth. See? TikTok is talking truth. They keep Instagram and Facebook on because they gonna keep pushing lies. But see, TikTok is going is getting to the truth. TikTok is showing you the truth. TikTok is showing you how to get your authenticated trust. TikTok is showing you how to change your status. And as a matter of fact, when I come back, let me write that down right now. Hold on for one moment. I apologize. All right, there you go. I'm writing it down right now because the Most High told me to write it down. So I won't forget. When I come back, I'm going to put out this episode. How to change your status. How to get your world passport. Yes, there's something called a world passport. There's a such thing called common law court passports. Yes, this stuff exists. It's not just a U.S. passport. See, they're going to stop issuing these U.S. passports. Why do you think there's such backlogs on these passports? Why do you think there's such backlogs on these passports? I'm going to say that one more time. Why do you think there's such backlogs on these passports? Because they're trying to stop giving them away. And then when they shut this bitch down again, they're really going to stop, these passports. They understand the indigenous people are going outside the country and looking at other cultures. They understand that. But guess what? To be honest with you, we built this fucking shit, man. And I'm not gonna be like Yash Karai and say that America is your motherland. I'm not going that far. I'm not saying that brother is dead wrong. I'm not saying that brother is out of his mind. I'm not saying none of that. I'm just saying I'm not willing to say that. Because some of us came from West Africa. Someone was already here. Someone was already in other parts of the country or other parts of the continent. So I cannot say that, hey, America is your motherland. I can't say Mexico or Canada or the Bahamas or Hawaii or Alaska is your homeland. I can't say none of that. Because we will spread all four corners of the earth. You need to find out who the hell you are. You need to find out who the hell you are. I'm going to keep saying that one more time. You need to find out who the hell you are. You need to pray to Yahweh and let him give you a vision of who you truly are. But when I come back, I'm going to start season 8. This is the last episode on season 7. I'm going to start season 8, how to change your status. This stuff has to be talked about, people. Before they take this internet away, there will be no more excuses. There will be no more. When they take this internet away, you can't say, oh, damn, King Jr. never told me that. Damn, Yash Karai never told me that. Damn, Brother Calvin never told me that. Damn, that brother, that sister from her podcast never told me that. I am telling you right now, this stuff is going to be revealed because they're going to take this internet away. Yes, they're going to take this internet away. Yes, they're going to take this internet away. You say, oh, man, they taking the internet away. They're taking the internet away. Yes, they're going to take it away. There's too much knowledge being spread on the internet now, and they cannot filter all of it. Yes, Instagram can threaten you by taking your account. Yes, Facebook can threaten you by taking your account. All these platforms can threaten you all they want. But guess what? At the end of the day, the information is still getting filtered because Yahweh controls it all. Yahweh controls the airwaves, and he let this information get through. He let that information get through. You think if it was up to Satan, you think this stuff going on TikTok, how to change your status, the world passports and common law passports and national passports and all this other stuff, you think that stuff would have got through? No. If it was Satan, he would have kept that shit all to himself. But Yahweh is allowing it because Yahweh is telling you, guess what? When this shit gets real, you cannot say that I didn't tell you. You cannot say that I didn't forewarn you what's going to happen, okay? Woo! Boy, that was a powerful show, man. That was a powerful show. I'm going to take me a little break now to get to work. But anyway, please follow me on Instagram at KingJudah23, J-U-D-A-H-23. KingJudah23, K-I-N-G-J-U-D-A-H-23. Also follow me on Facebook at J-U-D-A-H-L-Y-F-E. Not L-I-F-E, but L-Y-F-E. Peace and favor. I say favor. Y'all keep saying I'm blessed, and you keep cursing yourself. Because Satan blesses. The Most High gives favor. Peace, one love. See you in 2 weeks.